Hare Krishna. So we are discussing a section called Buddhi Yoga, and we are seeing a very nice shloka again. That is shloka number 45. So let's discuss the shloka. It goes like this. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvastho Nir-yoga kshemam atmavan. So here Krishna is saying, Traigunya Vishaya Veda. So Vedas mainly deal with what? Traigunya Vishaya mainly deal with the subjects of three modes of material nature. And he is saying, O Arjuna, this Traigunya Bhava, become transcendental to these three modes of material nature. And then he's telling Arjuna what he should do. He's instructing, he's saying, Nirdvandvo, be free from dualities of this world. Then, Nir-yoga kshema atmavan. So, Nir-yoga kshema. So, he's basically saying, become free from what? The anxieties of gain and one's own protection or one's own safety. And finally, he gives the instruction, Nitya sattvastho atmavan, be situated or established in the self. He's talking about self-realization. So now, in this particular shloka, Krishna is instructing Arjuna to go beyond the three modes of material nature. Now, till now, Krishna was speaking about fight because it's your duty. He was focusing a lot on that, fight because it's your duty. And then he started saying, he was talking about gaining the heavenly kingdom, gaining the kingdom on this earthly planet. And now he's saying that come above this platform, become transcendental to all these rituals or all these material activities. Now let's try to understand one after another here. If we remember, Arjuna in chapter 1, he was giving various reasons for not fighting. First reason he gave was, how can I kill my relatives? So he was overwhelmed by compassion. Second reason that Arjuna was giving is, if we kill them, how will I be able to enjoy? My own people will not be there with me. Then third reason that he gave was, if we kill them, sinful reactions will overcome us. It will be papa. And the fourth reason that he gave was, if we kill the elders in the family, all the male members in the family will get destroyed and the family traditions will also get destroyed. So that fourth reason is countered here by Krishna. So there Arjuna was saying, if we kill the family members, all the elders in the family traditions will be destroyed, all the karmakandic rituals will stop. And Krishna is saying, oh Arjuna, come above that platform. No need to do karmakandic rituals. So that's what he's talking about here. So let's discuss in detail now. So firstly, when it comes to the three modes of material nature, let's understand what it is first and then we'll proceed. So here Prabhupada writes that all the material activities, so material activities that we're talking about is the karmakandic activities or the activities which are in accordance with Shastra, according to the Vedas, involve actions and reactions in the three modes of material nature which cause bondage in the material world. So three modes of material nature, anyways, we'll be discussing this in detail in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Maybe I'll explain something superficially here. Just an overview. So the three modes of material nature, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. So we all are influenced by these three modes of material nature every now and then. Sometimes Sattva Guna influences us more, sometimes Rajo Guna, sometimes Tamo Guna. That is mode of goodness, Sattva, mode of passion, Rajaha, and mode of ignorance, tamaha. Now what happens when a person is influenced by the mode of goodness? The person will do his duties without getting attached to the result. He'll be determined, selfless and so on and so forth. So that is mode of goodness, sattva guna. And his eating habits and all the other habits will be accordingly designed very nicely. Or he'll choose it accordingly. That is the right word to say. And when it comes to a person in Rajoguna, passion, that person will be completely attached to the result. First he'll ask, Before doing any work, first he'll ask, what's in it for me? What will I get by doing this work? And he's always like a pendulum. Oh, he'll go to the one end of his mood, extremely happy when he gains something. When he loses something, goes to the other end of complete sadness and depression. Because all the time he's hankering for sense gratification. Immediate, instant happiness he wants. That's what he desires. And a person in mode of ignorance, he is all the time lazy. All the time, madness haunts that person. So what happens when we do any activities in this material world? Anything, you know, that is meant for our own selfish sense gratification. So we are bound by, these three modes of material nature. In fact, the activities that we do, those are influenced by these three modes very nicely. Sometimes Sattva Guna influences us, sometimes Rajoguna, sometimes Tamoguna. And all these three will cause bondage in this material world. It will hold us back in this material world all the time. That's what Prabhupada is writing, which causes bondage in the material world. And here the Vedas, very nicely Prabhupada is giving here, the Vedas deal mostly with fruitive activities to gradually elevate the general public from the field of sense gratification to position on transcendental plane. Now we might have a question saying, then if three modes of material nature are influencing a person and the person is bound to this material world, then why such activities are given in the Vedic scriptures? The answer is that not everyone is qualified or not everyone is interested to be on the plane of transcendence. So not everyone is qualified directly to talk about the body, soul, directly to come on the platform of bhakti and talk about loving God. That is not possible. So there are people at different categories, from the lowest rung to the highest one, that is talking about love of God. So people who are there in the lowest rung, what about them? The best thing about our Vedic scriptures or the Vedic culture is, it does not reject anyone. Vedic culture is the most accommodative culture. It accommodates everyone, be it a backbencher or be it the front bencher, it doesn't matter. It accommodates everyone. So never ever the Vedic scriptures, they make a distinction in giving an opportunity to progress in the path of spirituality, to attain the perfection of human form. So what is the trick that Vedic scriptures use? So the Vedic scriptures, these Vedas that we're talking about, they give nice incentives to the person who is on the lower platform, saying, you do this, you'll get this. You'll do this, you'll get this. And when the person sees, okay, I'll be getting such material opulence, I'll be getting such sense enjoyment, let me go for it. He starts following what is given in the Vedic scriptures. He starts following what is given in the Vedas. And slowly, when he follows it very nicely, when he sees the result, his faith in the Vedas keeps increasing. And then, when he goes deeper and deeper in the various aspects of the Vedic scriptures, then slowly he comes above these material activities and slowly enters the transcendence. That is, talking about the spiritual topics. So, the best thing about the Vedic scriptures is, a person on the lower platform is slowly and gradually elevated to a platform where he can now understand the difference between the material body, the spirit soul, and also the difference between the material enjoyment and the spiritual goal. So that's what it is said here, that when the activities for sense gratification, namely the Karma Kanda chapter, are finished, then the chance for spiritual realization is offered in the form of Upanishads. So now, when a person is completely frustrated with the temporary happiness of Karma Kanda, doing some activity to get something in return, when he's frustrated with that, he starts searching for something permanent. Then now he becomes eligible and qualified to start practicing something which is on the spiritual platform, not on the material temporary platform. Then that person starts reading Upanishads, starts studying Upanishads. And guess what? What are we doing? We are studying an Upanishad. We are studying Gita Upanishad, which is the part of fifth Veda, that is Mahabharata. So this Gita Upanishad, which is there, it is the condensed form or the essence of all the Vedic scriptures, and it talks about the highest goal that a human should achieve. And what is that highest goal? The highest goal is breaking the cycle of birth and death. By this one, Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna, by going beyond the three modes of material nature. Now, another point is, when we are there in this body, anyways will be influenced by the three modes of material nature. There is no option. No, we cannot skip that. What are we supposed to do then? If you remember, we had discussed this in the second chapter, 14th shloka. Matrasparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada aghama pai no nitya stamthi tikshasva bharata. So there we had discussed that this actions and reactions in the material modes, one has to learn tolerance in the face of dualities. So this line which is given here in the purport is basically the translation of that particular verse. So there we said that the summer winter seasons, you know, which are there, or the activities that give us happiness, distress, all those are like summer and winter season, temporary. What are we supposed to do? Tam titikshasva, just tolerate. Just tolerate. So here Krishna is saying that nirdvandvo, be free from the dualities, and niryoga kshema, be free from the anxieties of gain and safety. And what are you supposed to do, Arjuna? Fight. Every shloka, obviously it is not given, but every shloka intends this particular line. That is, so fight. So in this way, Krishna is speaking about going beyond the material activities, the fruitive activities. And Krishna will continue this theme in the next verse as well. So let's see the next verse in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.